I'm Pat Rivers, and in this segment of Rochester Speaks, our friends from OFC Creations Theater Center join us once again to give us an update on what's happening with the center as we emerge from this great pandemic and head into the holidays. Despite the setbacks that the pandemic has brought to many of us, OFC Creations Theater Center has been quite busy. In fact, they opened up a new theater space during a pandemic, no less. And now their new show, and what sounds like a very funny show, coming up, A Golden Girls Christmas Carol, December 4th through the 31st. Can't wait to hear about that. I'd like to welcome, via the telephone, Executive Director Eric Vaughn Johnson. Hello, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you back on. You've been busy.
It has been, you know. I mean, getting back to normal, we've been craving this since the beginning of the pandemic, and now we got what we asked for, right? We're full audiences again, and just one show after the next.
I was reading on your website earlier the humble beginnings of OFC Creations back in 2005 to where you are now. And this is all you. You're the brainchild, the backbone of OFC.
You know, I'm so fortunate right now because so many of my friends back in high school, back in those 2005 days that started this group with me during high school, very informally, are back in the area now for one reason or another, mainly because of COVID and restrictions in New York City and L.A. where they've been performing, and now they're all back in Rochester, and I've kind of got the gang back together, and they're working on a lot of our shows right now. So it's kind of nostalgic to have the people that started OFC back together again.
That is. That's quite inspiring. In fact, that would be my next question. What was your inspiration behind starting OFC?
Geez, you know, it's a lot about, you know, when we were in high school, there were limited opportunities for what we could do. We loved our teachers and everything that we were able to do at school, but we wanted to do more. And we wanted to do film. We wanted to do theater that maybe we weren't allowed to do in schools for one reason or another, or just additional opportunities. And we ran it without adults. It was all us, and we put on shows, we made films, and it kind of transpired to what it is today.
Oh, that's awesome. And we all want to know what's in a name, and I think you've answered this before. What does OFC stand for?
So it's Opportunities for Creativity, and we're all about having the kids and having adults and those that are involved here, you know, make suggestions or make recommendations of what they want to take. They want to take a Shakespeare class? Okay, we're going to try to find the right professional to run that program if that's a big interest of people. And it's not just, this is the way it's always been. We want to continue evolving with what people want.
So how are things at the theater now that you've been open and running for a while? You built that from the ground up, too.
Yeah, I mean, we were very fortunate. Hit or miss, right? At the beginning of the pandemic, we had just signed on to open up a new performing arts center during the pandemic, which was a challenge. But we were allowed to open very early on, July of 2020, with summer camps. And we had over 1,000 kids that first summer before vaccines were available, before everybody knew everything about the virus. And we had no COVID-related issues. So we were able to safely operate for quite some time now.
So what is the experience like at your theater now that we are emerging from this pandemic, yet still in it? What precautions do you take?
So right now, everyone is required to wear masks in the theater unless they're physically eating or drinking. We do serve, full bar and light concessions that you can bring into the theater and enjoy with you during the show. But, you know, we're back to full capacity. For a while, we were stuck at only 50 people or at 100 people, which really, you know, although we wanted to present theater, it doesn't keep the lights on, right? When you're only allowed to bring a few people in, now we have packed audiences, and you may be sitting next to people you don't know, but we're keeping masks on. We're asking everybody to, you know, wash their hands and be safe. But we have, you know, yet to have any issues due to COVID since July 2020 when we first opened.
Okay, so it's unlike some theaters, you allow to have concessions.
Yep, there's concessions, there's beer and wine, there's soda, you know, everything you could ask for. And we change it up each show, too, depending on what type of audience we're expecting.
Now, where is your theater located again?
We are in the Winston Place Plaza in Brighton, right by the distillery. So there's plenty of restaurants around, tons of parking. We have 750 parking spots, so we've never run out. We never expect to. And plenty of things to do in the area.
I was just going to say, that's the old Todd Mart Plaza, for those of us who remember back in the day. Well, at least you got some great parking, too. That's awesome, right there outside. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's convenient. It's close to everything, right off the highway. And in the summer months, we're fortunate enough to be air-conditioned so that we can have audiences and our summer camps that are huge all summer long. We can keep operating full year-round.
Now, OFC does a lot of work with youth, aspiring actors and actresses. Tell us some of the programs you offer for youth in our area.
Yeah, we start as young as 4 years old with our pint-sized performers, and that's their first chance on stage to sing and dance and be confident and come out of their shell. But then it goes on to kids of all ages. We just ran a production of Aladdin with over 50 elementary school kids. We just finished the production of The Little Mermaid with over 50 middle school students, and now is our high school show with Phantom of the Opera. So, you know, there's weekly classes in dance, in voice, in piano, but also on-stage experiences where they get to take that training that they're working on behind the scenes and put it to use with a full, sold-out audience.
So I imagine with the wide reach that you have, some of the challenges might be in the financial nature. What kind of financial help do you guys get from the state?
For COVID, you know, I mean, as all businesses do during, you know, COVID, you know, it's there are all the venues that bring in people that have to be close to each other based on the nature of their work. Blue Cross Arena, RBTL, national organizations, everybody struggled, right? The small music places to the big 10,000-seat venues. So everyone, non-profits or for-profits, you know, we're very fortunate that all of the grant programs passed due to COVID. We do a lot of partnerships with groups throughout the area on presenting specific shows, and we do a lot of programs where we give back to, you know, the nonprofit partners. We have a program with Willow Domestic Violence Center later this season, and other ones you'll see on our website. But we, you know, a lot of what kept the lights on during COVID was the support from the state and federal government that helped all, you know, performing arts centers, you know, be able to get back to full swing.
So what are some of the challenges a theater of your size faces?
You know, the big challenge is, you know, the discrepancies between what different theaters are doing based on COVID. You know, are they back to full swing? Are they doing outside theater? Are they doing indoor theater? Are they, you know, we get a lot of questions of, you know, what is this? How does this work? Everybody seemed to really like what we've been doing. But it's, you know, it's a process. It's a new world we're living in right now. And, you know, it's not educating people, but it's making sure everybody's on the same page before they get here.
This is Rochester Speaks, our guest on this segment, Executive Director of OFC Creations Theater Center, Eric Vaughn Johnson. Now, Eric, you've got a great show coming up, and I'm excited about this one, A Golden Girls Christmas Carol. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we had a blast a few years ago. Back in April of 2019, we presented the Golden Girls musical called Thank You for Being a Friend. And it starred four of us guys who dressed up as the iconic 1980s sitcom ladies, you know, Bea Arthur and Betty White and the others, and put on this funny musical making fun, you know, basically a parody of the sitcom. Many similar lines, many similar characters, but it was very fun and just a great time to go out with your friends and family. And so we're bringing back the same cast from 2019 with a brand new show, but a Christmas version. It's the same Golden Girls, but it's all set to holiday tunes, and it's got quite the funny story.
Now, who wrote this?
So there's an individual out of Florida who writes these Golden Girls parodies, and we worked with him on this one. We said, we loved your first show so much. It was such a big hit. We sold out three weekends of it. We want to bring it back, but we want to do it themed around the holidays. And that's where we're at. So we hired Nick Brennan out of Florida to work with us and put this new show together.
No kidding. It sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. It's got a long run, too. It starts December 4th all the way up till New Year's Eve.
Exactly. And it really follows Sophia, the oldest of the Golden Girls, as she goes through the past present, and future, just like A Christmas Carol does, but is, you know, the Golden Girls humor. So it's, you know, 1980s celebrity characters who come out as the ghosts that bring her to the different parks because she's feeling kind of crabby. You know, it's right after 2020. Everybody's getting out of quarantine. She doesn't know really what life's going to be. So it's set present day, and it's a great feel-good story, mainly for adults, but it's a great feel-good story for this time of year.
It certainly sounds like a lot of fun, something I think we all need, a little laugh after what we've been going through.
Yeah, quite a bit of laughter for sure. You know, these girls are funny. We have a blast putting it on. I played the Bea Arthur character, Dorothy.
Oh, no kidding.
And so we just, you know, we put it together. We know that people are laughing. We do photos with audience members after the show. And we just can't wait to bring that to Rochester.
I was going to ask you, do you play a role in this show? I think you have a good
yep,
role to play.
Yep.
Now, who's directing it?
So we have a great staff here of full-time individuals who direct different shows for us, who costume the shows and design the sets. And so while I direct a lot of the shows and I'll be involved with behind the scenes, you know, writing, you know, the adjustments in the writing and making sure it all comes together, our choreographer here will take over as director once I get on stage. And her name's Chaley Carroll. She just moved to the area and she is fantastic. And I really can't wait for her to get more involved here in the Rochester community.
Well, it sounds awesome. If anyone would like to buy tickets to this, they just contact your organization directly right at the theater?
Yeah, ofccreations.com or give us a call. The tickets are selling fast. They've been on sale for, you know, almost a year now. I think people are really excited to come back to the theater and see something brand new.
Well, I can't wait to see this. I'm looking forward to it. I've heard everybody's, there's some excitement about it already. The buzz is good.
For sure. We need something new in Rochester, and I think this is a nice new, you know, feel-good, funny something to get you out of the house.
All right, Eric. One final question I like to ask some of my interviews here. Everyone has a why. Can you share why you are so passionate about what it is that you do?
You know, it's for a range of reasons, but I'll use an example that happened recently when we did a show when we, after the performance, and we were greeting everybody, everybody was leaving, and somebody came up to me and said, you know, you were my first director back when I was in third grade, and this individual is probably now in college, and said, you know, I fell in love with what you taught us and the team that you assembled, putting on the production of the Little Mermaid many years ago, and she followed her passion and went on to be a performer, and it was all because she had a really great first experience being on stage, being confident, and I'm sure there's many more stories like that, but it was just nice to see somebody that we hadn't seen in, you know, probably over 7-8 years.
I'm sure you have many stories like that.
Yeah, and they're wonderful people, and we can't wait for them to come back in a few years, and they can, you know, start teaching the next generation of performers.
Well, Eric, you're doing great work. We appreciate it. Thank you for bringing all these great shows to our community. We have so many theaters to choose from. It's always nice to have another fresh take on things.
We're quite blessed here in Rochester, that's for sure, with the arts.
Eric Vaughn Johnson, Executive Director of OFC Creations Theater Center and their big show, A Golden Girls Christmas Carol, coming up December 4th through the 31st. If you'd like more, ofccreations.com is their website. All right, Eric, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you.